Florida singer-songwriter Amy Carroll Webb has deep roots in Oklahoma. One of her most noted songs, I Come From Women, drew upon the rich Native American heritage of her great-grandmothers, one who was half Cherokee and the other half Choctaw.
This is my heritage. This is my history. And this is for my grandmother. I come from women who gave up their power. I come from women who gave up their name. And I come from women who know nothing ever stays the same.
Webb's parents' strong music background also greatly influenced her musical career. Her father was a concert pianist and music teacher, her mother a radio singer. So it was no surprise when she took up the guitar at the age of 11 and later earned a degree in performing arts before hitting the road, first with the national touring group the New Christy Minstrels for several years before launching a solo career.
Women of tears, women who stood and embraced their fears.
These days, Amy Carroll Webb calls Florida her home.
Oklahoma has no oceans. If you hadn't noticed. And as soon as I got in the ocean, I knew I would have to be near one for the rest of my life. I absolutely adore Florida. I feel like I found my home. It took me a long time and a lot of miles, but I feel like I found where I'm supposed to be.
Singing to me, singing to me.
Webb already had several original CDs when she began to feel the urgency to write Florida songs.
I got started writing Florida songs through Grant Livingston, and then Frank and Ann, and then Margaret Long Hill. Margaret was the one who really pointed her finger at me. It's time. You need to be writing Florida songs. And that was the same year that Frank had given me an assignment. He wanted 3 Florida songs by the next Florida Folk Festival. And so I got to work.
Rides high on the Atlantic as we walk down John Lloyd Beach, watching for those ancient creatures who climb up within our reach. And then we see the mama turtle pick her perfect nesting place.
In 1998, she won the Best Overall and Best Upbeat Songwriter Awards at the South Florida Folk Festival. She was a finalist in 1999 at the Kerrville Folk Festival, and in 2003, Amy Carroll Webb won first, second, and tied for fourth place in the Will McLean Best New Florida Song Competition. Her winning song came from an experience she had with her 2 sons at a turtle nesting site in South Florida.
Oh yes, we took our boys to go on a turtle walk up on John Lloyd Beach over here in Fort Lauderdale, the Fort Lauderdale area. And that was one of those songs that hung around for a couple of years before it was finished. I had the chorus, but I didn't have the rest of the story. And then on the way home from a festival up in sort of central eastern Florida, I was coming back across Highway 50 and stopped in this junk store. And it had these bedraggled, orphaned instruments lying about. And I picked one up that is a guitar that's full of termite holes, but it just felt magic when I picked it up, and I played it in the car the rest of the way home, and that's when I finished Turtle Tears, and it was about 2 years after the actual experience. It's kind of like the song was waiting for the right instrument to communicate.
She's crying turtle tears as she leaves her babies in the sand.
Webb looks at songwriting as a gift that must be shared, and she often leads songwriting workshops around the state. One of her newest songs, Narrow Places, came from inspiration she received by reading a poem written by Lorelei Walker of St. Augustine.
It's a very precious thing when someone entrusts you with something that they've created. And I was reading through it, and in one of the poems was a line that just leaped out at me and grabbed me, and I told Lorelei that one of these days I was going to have to write something thinking about that line. Love leads hearts through narrow places. The chorus is, "Love leads hearts through narrow places. Love leads hearts down paths of stone. Love leads hearts to uncharted spaces. But always love leads home."
Love leads hearts through narrow places. Love leads hearts down paths of stone.
Narrow Places addresses a universal theme of relationships, and it also touches on the lack of sensitivity towards people who are gay.
So when Phyllis had her heart attack last winter, the hospital would not let Betty in. So Phyllis passed away before anyone could say, "It's only love that makes the next of kin." Love leads hearts through narrow
Webb says places. Following her performance of the song, she recently had an interesting encounter with a member of the audience.
I had sung a couple of songs with a particular political point of view, and as I was getting off the stage, there was a gentleman waiting for me. He looked me square in the eye and said, "First, I have to tell you, I don't like your politics." And I said, "Well, I appreciate your telling me that." And he said, "Second of all, I have to tell you, I really like your music. Now I got to get a CD, where can I do that?" So I pointed him toward the CDs, and we hugged each other. I said, "You know, you just proved what I believe, that we can come under the umbrella of music, and even if we disagree, we can listen to each other and we can share the experience." And I thanked him once again for telling me that he disagrees with me. I thought that was great.
Webb doesn't shy away from politics or commentary on the world, and her songwriting often incorporates humor to get a message across.
I'm gonna keep my original face, just let it slide all over the place. I'm gonna keep my original lips, eyes and thighs and hips, and the color.
Oh yeah. That song was such a fun thing. It was one of those that sort of burst in and said, "Hey, you, sit down, write this right now." It's just a take on learning to love our bodies the way they are, which is a very serious thing, but this is a sort of a humorous look at it. I had been reading a magazine that had an article in it about Dick Van Dyke. It was speaking about how he was with a woman of an appropriate age and that she had kept her original face. Well, that was just too rich a line for a songwriter to let go by. So I laughed the whole time I wrote the song. I have a great time with it.
Anyone what happens after 40 years? That's when your assets fall into arrears. I know you know what I'm talking about. My whole torso is headed south.
Singer-songwriter Amy Carroll Webb performs in Dunellen as part of the Sunday Sampler Series. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
Or for the reconstructed crone who wants to snuggle silicone. Oh, did I say these are my